this week's Sedra and Haisara, we have really a chelik about Yitzchak and finding Yitzchak Zivuk and so on. B'chlal, the Torah is very mimayit ascribing much about Yitzchak, and if anything, it's almost as if his role is very ancillary to Avram and to Yaakov. But when we think of the different midas of the Avos, we think of Yitzchak's mida, of Pachad Yitzchak, of Yira. We tend to think of it as another mida that's very necessary, and therefore we have to have it. It's not the pshat that it's in any way could be mistaken for Avraham Avinu, but rather, what can you do? It's something that's needed. It's a chreach, and the merely you mitzaref the chreach, to have that mida also. But we'll try to be a little bit oimin on the nekuda of Yitzchak in the way it's Mishan Avram's mida in terms of what he gave, what he added to the structure, to the hemshel of the Avos. Eliezer went there, and he wanted to make some sort of simen. First of all, it's very interesting. Vayoyim Hashem, Olokei Adonai Avram, Hakanu Afan Ayoyim, Vasei Chesed Madoni Avram. So he asked that Kodesh Baruch Hu should do some sort of Chesed Avram and be mazmin him a good zivuk. So he should have asked, be mazmin in front of me, somebody who is Avram's family, like he asked. And that's it. The first girl, all the Chassidish stories go that the first business that you do, you should do it, and that's that. He has a whole simen, that he's going to have a simen. Chazal also find somewhat of a criticism that his simen could have netted him of somebody who has some sort of problem and so on, but it worked anyway. But it's interesting that he's asking for a chesed madoni Avram, and he's making his shtadlus over here. He's making betzim a whole test. I mean, Avram had told him, didn't tell him anything about testing anything. He just said, go to my family, take somebody from there. He asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do a chesed, and he made a test. But the test itself is something that really is a bit oimed asheni. Boya naira sho'ime leo hatino kadech ve'eshte, v'omar shisei v'gam lecha ashke oisuchak lam v'yitzchok. So his test is that she can do chesed. Avram Zishpacha, like Rashi says, Ruilo Shetehe Gemelas Chasodim, U Kedai Hi Likonis Vesh Avram, Voloshe Chachtas Birarto. Now, why, if she's a great balas chesed, she should be standing in the marketplace and seeing somebody new and hungry, walk over, say Shalom Aleichem, are you hungry, are you thirsty, can I give you something? His simon is when if he walks over and tells her hati no kadich ve'eshter, she said, then he would know that it's the right one. If you want to do the test, Avram Avinu, he didn't wait for a guest to come in and ask to eat. Avram Avinu walked out and he schlepped guest in. He went looking for somebody and he was mitzvah, couldn't find somebody. So the parallel should be minimal that she should walk over to him and say, you look thirsty, how about this? Also interesting, it says, V'ikash akil akmal lishtois, v'yikrish nezem zov beka mishkola sheitzin oidea sar zov mishkola. He gave her a present, very, very nice present. Did no protest, nothing. She doesn't say, no, really, I do it for anybody. Chazal say it's miram, is all sorts of things. It's very nice. Whatever it is, the mashmoz of the psukim certainly is that it's a hemshach of before. And he gave her and that's it. The it's also interesting, the pasuk Va'ish Mishtoy L'Machshel Dasi Hashem Darkim Loi, he was curious to know if she was the right one. I would have put it after the pasuk of Va'yikach Ish Nezer Zor Bekem Mishkol HaShezor Yodea. In other words, that's the end of that parasha. Now he wants to know, is she really from Avraham's family? That was the critical piece. And then he would say, Va'yema Basmi'at. The pasuk of Aleph, Va'ish Mishtoy L'Machshel Dasi Hashem Darkim Loi, really, really belongs right in front of Basmiya. That's instead he inserts Vayikach Ishnezem Zodek Mishkoloi, and that pasuk in the middle doesn't really. That's not the right place to put it in. It's almost as if somehow there's some sort of element of a test here also. Keilu, the next test will be the kasha, the Bekazov, and then Basmiya. At the end of the parasha, it says that Vayitan Avram is kol ha'shaloi liYitzchak. Avram took everything that he possessed and gave it to Yitzchak. So he says, V'livnei apilakshim ashal Avram nos Avram matonis. Then he gave matonis v'ashalchem Yitzchak bnoi boi dechai keid molaretz kedem. So the l'churin osu psukim in terms of their description associate each other. If I give something to the Bnei Apilakshim, so I didn't give everything I owned to Yitzchak. I gave everything I owned to Yitzchak minus. So there could be a proportion. It could be Bnei Apilakshim got 1% of his nechassim and Yitzchak got 99% of his nechassim. But that, so the pasuk should say, you know, Bnei Apilakshim gave Tavram, he gave Matanis, and everything else he gave him. Because really, he gave Yitzchak Shiraim. He didn't give Yitzchak the everything. He gave Bnei Apilakshim something. No, doesn't specify at all the pasuk how much he gave or what he gave. That's keilu unwritten. And then the rest he gave to Yitzchak. So the word Vayitan Avram is kol ha'shaloi liYitzchak really is not, it's missing something. It should tell us, and if it's telling me that Yitzchak gave a lot and the Apilakshim gave little, as we when read the psukim, there's no indication of any distinction. He gave them matanis, he gave everything else to Yitzchak. So the distinction should be harbe nasa li Yitzchak, or ktsas matanis nasa li bnei Apilakshim. The mashmos is that what he gave to Yitzchak, he didn't dream of giving to the Apilakshim. It had no shaykhis to the Bnei Apilakshim. And its kilu matonis are not even included in the kol ha'shaloi. So good. So Rashi says that he gave them a shame tumma. So, I don't know, did he have the shame tumma? Did he not have the shame tumma? What was the pshat in that? It's kilu Avram possessed the shame tumma, whatever that means, and he gave them over that shame. That name, the shame tumma, has Shaykhus to Avram, but it doesn't have Shaykhus to Yitzchak, it has Shaykhus only to the Bnei Apilakshim. That's really the way the Pasuk with Rashi would read itself. What does it mean, Taka? So let's go back to the Pasuk. Let's one more diyuk in the Rambam. The Rambam in Matnas Aniyim, when he speaks about the Shmoina Mailas in Staka, so he says the first Maila is that which, and the greatest Maila, She'ein L'Maila Himeno, She'ein Maila L'Maila Himeno, is that you machzik the onin, the evyoin, and you give it to him, you give him a matono, or a halva, or any other help, so that he never comes to Anias. So that the Maila, he's never ever in a matzav Anias. That's what the Rambam says. And then it goes, and the next one is, if you don't know, he doesn't know, so let's go Lishma, and so on. I want to be medayik, the Lashon HaRambam. The Lashon HaRambam is that it's a maila she'ein lemaila himena, she'ein maila lemaila himena. That doubling of the phrase is a chura extra. The Rambam says, I'm going to list eight madregas in staka, from top to bottom. Hamayla Gdurla is what we just said. The second, less than that, is someone that he doesn't know, the person doesn't know, and so on. Those are all in Yonim of Milas, and this is the greatest Mila. To be machpil it again, and to tell me that this is the Mila she'en le'mila himeno, well, that's obvious in the context. You tell me there are 8 possible eggs in Stoka, I'm going to list you from top to bottom. So now you're going to say that the top, the one that's best, is X. But he says, the one that's best, and there is nothing better than this. Well, what's, and there's nothing better than this? It's redundant. I mean, when you're writing kind of in the flourish, and you're in a mood to write, to puff up, so you write these things, it's the greatest, the most wonderful, the fantastic. Rama's writing in the halacha, Rama's lashon is sharp and meduyuk. There's something there that sounds like it transcends stucker. It's something that the pshat is, it's not that it happens to be the greatest mila, it's, there is not possible to be a great mila. Try to understand a little bit what that inyan is. Let's start with Rashi. Rashi says, by Eilat Tol Shayim Varaz Biborim Biyem Asayis Hashem Kimeh Shemayim V'chol Siach HaSoda Term Yeh Ba'aretz V'chol Eis HaSoda Term Yitzmach Ki Lo Yihimte Hashem L'kim Ol Ha'aretz V'Odam Ayin La'Avodas Adama. So Rashi says, Ki Lo Yihimte Uma Tam Lo Yihimte L'fi She'Odam Ayin La'Avodas Adama Vein Makeh B'Toyvasel Sok Shomim. Ukshaba Adam the Yodh Sheshman Tsoch Loilam, Hispalalem the Yardu, but Songhulan Zirshaim. So Rashi says two things, and the two things are not quite the same. He says, Lefisha Adam Ayin Lavaris Adama, the Ein Makir Tavasal Shalkshamim. So Ein Makir Tavasal Shalkshamim means either he doesn't recognize how good it is, which is kind of strange. The world needs it. What's the difference if the Adam recognizes it or not? The world needs the Geshem. Or Makir in Lashon of Hakaras Toiv. Ve Makir Dvasal Shal Kshamim is Hakaras Toiv. There's nobody to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Geshem. That would be the way one would be tempted to explain it. But then he phrases, Ukeshebo Adam v'yeda Shem Tzorech La'olam, Hispala Lem v'yardu. When Adam came around and he recognized how important it is, he was mispalel. So this means literally, in other words, we're not talking about, it doesn't say that after there was rain, Adam was thrilled and he said the brachas, berachas haksham. There's a berachas haksham that you make when you made HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the river of kshamim and so on and so forth. That's a berachas haidah. If hakaras hatov in the beginning of Rashi means a thanking, acknowledging, Then the sefer should be not kshebo adam v'yerusha tzachlom v'spal aleim. It should be rather ukeshebo adam v'roa kshamim v'oz hoydal hakadosh baruch hu and hikem b'tevasa hoydal hakadosh baruch hu. Something like that. So what's the pshat that the sefer is the oisfir of the reisha? It shouldn't be the tefillah. It should be rather the akaras hatoiv. So, we need to understand the pshat in Nesina and in the Midah Chesed and so on. We tend to think of Midas HaChesed. Midas HaChesed is where you give to somebody, and the person, it's all about me. I'm giving to the other person, and B'meila, it's even when I finished giving, it's all about me. I was the one who gave him. The Gemara says that a cotton v'somach al shulchaviv, a gadol v'somach al shulchaviv, cotton who, that a gadol that's somach al shulchaviv, he's still a cotton. Because the food hasn't made him into a gadol. He hasn't come into his own. We spoke about the Rambam when he speaks about the age, the marker of 3 years for Avraham Avinu in becoming a starting to think about the world. The Rambam says, "Ukeshenigmal eisen zeh," when Avraham Avinu was nigmal, which is the age of three, that's when he started v'daitoy meshoytet and so on. And we spoke about the fact that as long as you're dependent, you don't have your own metzias. The word nigmal is one of those words in Lashon Kodesh that is dov vifuchoy. Just like the word shoresh could mean root, and lishtaresh means to become rooted, whereas lisharesh means to uproot, shever and shever, many words in Lashon Kodesh, tziruf and tziruf, the word tzarev can mean to separate, as to purify, and it can mean to bring together, as to be mitztarev. Many words in Lashon Kodesh are like that. The word gomel means both the midah of giving, like a gomel chasadim, gomelasu toiv, and so on. It also means, ligomel means to cut off, to move away from being, from somebody being gomel you, and becoming your own person. That's that midah. So the midah of chesed in itself, in no way stells suit to the person that it's being given to. And when you don't stell it suit to the person that's being given to, it doesn't help him. The physical, so the mashal, let's go to the mashal of a person who is, who I'm giving tzedakah to. So as long as the person is samach al shulchani, he's me. So yes, the physical person has what to eat. The physical person has, he can sleep, he can do whatever he wants. But he's my evet. He's no shaykhus to me. He's no shaykhus to himself. And I'm kol kuloi, I'm giving to that. It's me. It's my avadim. My avadim are a chelik of my metzias. And that person as his own has no tzias, no metzias, has no chayas, has no yichas. There's nothing in the world, his children, nothing in the world belong to him. That's because he's kol kuloi tafel to me, kol kuloi zakuk to me, and that's it. So midas hachesed, in the sense of a pure giving, as benevolent as it might be, It remains a function of me, not anything else. Let's say I have somebody, let's say I have a house ani. The more chesed I do to him, the cheshva I become, and the less cheshva he becomes. So I grow from the chesed I do. It takes a little bit of akara. A prosta person thinks he grows from what he eats, from consuming his own stuff. A person who's one dag above recognizes that giving to that person makes him better. But it's still about me. And the more I give, the better person I am. What's this poor guy who's called like Ptolemy? He's a chetimtza, I guess. It's just he's he's a cotton hoop. That's that is the problem with chesed as chesed alone. Midas hadin, we think of it in a stronger term. There are different dagas in midas hadin. The lashonis of the svarim is Yitzchak is a stronger midas hadin, Rivka is a weaker midas hadin. Midas hadin, certainly, if the person gets it midina, then it's his. So if a person earns his way, that becomes him, and the person grows through that. So if I earn my money through Yegias Kapayim, so the money feeds into me, and I become a bigger person through it. Minimally, that's maximally. Minimally, if I have a sense of self. Lamashal, let's go back to the case of the ani and the person who's giving him. So if the person who's giving him doesn't care at all about the ani, And it's all, and the Ani himself is a shmata. He doesn't, so I give, he takes. I give, he takes. I'm in a good mood to give, he takes. Not in a mood to give, doesn't get. Then it's kokolei me. If the person minimally sets himself up and says, you know, these are my needs, I would like you to meet my needs, and anything more than that, I don't need, I'm not going to take, and so on, then at least there's a sense that I'm dealing with the other. There is an other that is in the picture. So let's go back first to the Rambam. The Rambam tells us that the highest darga in staka is when you that he shouldn't become moch, that he shouldn't become poor. So the Rambam says there's no maila himeno mimenu. The reason is because you just stepped out of the world at staka. Kolzman, you're giving the money in different form, shape, or venues, but it's all giving to him. That's all the world at staka. So there are milas. But I can't say this is the greatest mila. There's nothing that can be above it. I don't know, maybe we'll find some way with another kavana, it's not mishulol. It doesn't mean there can't be. Chazal gave us different mamorim about the chshivas at staka. I can put them into place, and I come up with a list of chshivas. But it doesn't mean that there can't be. This darga, of the highest darga, of where I make sure that the person stays himself, a maile menu means because I've taken chesed and I've crossed it into the world of din. So yes, I gave the person a loan for his business when he needed it. I gave the person a helping hand, an etza toiva, or whatever it is, a matana when his business needed it. But he lives because he has a business, because he has a parnasa. So there can't be a high maile because I've passed the limit of chesed and moved into another world. That's what it means. That's what the Rambam means to redact, that there can't be a maila himena, because I've surpassed the boundaries, the inherent limitations of chesed. I've transcended. So on the big picture, there's a gvul of the person earning himself, and that makes it no longer chesed, and it's the person himself. The second, the lower darga, minimally, is that there is an other. If the other person has his own sense of self, in the fact that he's a mavakish, then I'm dealing with another person. I let me sharpen the snakuda a little bit. If I present a need to somebody, I come along and tell somebody, this is my story, this piece is my need. So the person's response is a response to me. I am oimid on what my tzarech is, and b'meila there's a kli kibul for it to be chal in. Once I'm oimid on a tzarech, and I have a kli kibul for it, so at least there's a me, and I've hollowed out a kli kibul to be makabalit. But if a person, imagine like the type of person, let's take a little bit of a silly example, but let's say a person is in a mood, he wants to be benevolent. He comes to somebody and brings him a very expensive gift. He brings him a gift worth thousands of dollars, but it's something I don't need. Somebody comes to my house and he brings me a very fancy kli that's worth thousands of dollars. I have no need for it whatsoever. So this thing sticks around my house, and this person comes and always says, "See, this kli worth $1,000. I'm the one who supplied it here. It's not mitzarev to me whatsoever. I have no need to, no use." Let's say I need a particular item. I need something. And I tell somebody, I need to ask you for this because I need it. And then the person supplies it. So even though I haven't reached a darga where it's me, but at least it's mine. At least the tzarech is mine. The kli kibul for it is mine. So now you supplied it. But it becomes mitzarif to me. We once spoke about this in a different area. In Pesach, we spoke a few times about the shoyel and the derech shaila tshuva by the four kashas by the in the Agada. We said that without a shaila, there's no clear kibbutz. If a person sits down and he tells me information, so it floats around my head and then it floats out. But if I have something that I need to know, and then I ask for information, it clicks in over there. The same is true by nechassim. When a person asks for something, then what comes clicks into a certain place, the certain need of a person. So that's the Pshat in Rashi. There was no Adam in the world that could be makke b'toivasam. If there's no Adam that's makke b'toivasam, I would like to understand it not that it means hakar satov in the sense of gratitude, but rather it's not needed. The world can survive with the eid yala min ha'aretz, we spoke. It's a process, the world can keep going with that. No, there's no kli kibla in the world for kshamim, because without an adam that's makir that taiva, that understands it, that's why the avoid of adam, when adam got up, and adam was mispalel, so the tefillah itself creates the awareness that there's a tzirech, and now HaKadosh Baruch Hu malet. There's a pasuk, harchev picha v'amaleihu, open your mouth as wide as you can, and I'll fill it up. What's the pshat? If you're in a giving mood, so give. Harchev picha v'amaleihu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu make a tenai. Open your mouth wide, which means tefillah, that's derech bakasha, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will fill it. The answer is because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives chesed only when it can be mitzarev to the person, it's wasted. Let's give an example. Let's say I have a young child, and with the simple taste of a child, and I prepare him a meal that's with all the ginunim of an extremely expensive, fancy meal. But for the kid, whose be'ikr tam is between chocolate and strawberry, and all the fancy things you put in is kiloy, it registers nothing, it means nothing, then did I give him anything? I didn't give him anything. It's like somebody's thirsty and I pour a big bucket of water over his head. So a few drops of niklat in his mouth, but the rest of it is wasted. If I give somebody a phenomenal, I serve somebody a very expensive wine, $150 wine, and for the person, it's all the same. It makes no difference. It's not just it's the person didn't drink $150 wine. For him, it's a $5 wine. What's the difference? If there's no makom klita, if a person doesn't have in himself a kli kibble for it, the kli kibble is created through tefillah. And that's why, that's what the pasuk says. The Bria was Niskayim without Kshamim. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch had an aid, and that would do it. Kshamim is a special matana, and it has a special yichud to it. And as long as there's nobody that needs Kshamim, or wants Kshamim, then there's not going to be Kshamim, because it's like throwing a bucket of water over somebody who's thirsty. It's not nikolat the way it should be. Once Adam came around and was mispalel, the tefillah is that pechina of the harcha pichav amal ehu. Therefore, it was niklat in the person, and now it had where to go. Okay, so let's go back. So what we're aiming on, the nekudah we're aiming on is, chesed is certainly what it's all about, but so long as chesed is about me, then it didn't reach the other person. In a sense, that's not chesed. If a person who gives a lot of money to other people, but gives it in forms of gifts that are meaningless and useless, and not appreciated, not wanted, is not doing a lot of chesed. At some point, you begin to question the person's motive for it. It's only when chesed has some sort of tziruf with din, and the tziruf is in one of two ways. The most ideal way is where the bechesed becomes the other person's be'etzim, where the person was zeicha b'din, And then it becomes completely his. He's nigmal from the chesed. It's all his. And second best is at least when a person has a kli kibbul, and it's even though it started as nesina, but it's mitzaref that person's kaima. It has a shaykhus to the person, so the person can be neda from it. Those are the two dargis that we're talking about. Let's go first to the pasuk of the Shemus Tumah and so on. Avram Avinu, what he gave in the transition of Avram to the next door, Avram's meter was chesed. The difference between an isha and a pelegish, an isha lives in a world of chiyuvim. I mean, it's very interesting. It's fascinating. Chazal say the halacha is the difference between isha and pelegish with ksuba without ksuba. Ksuba is a legal document, kind of. It's a technical legal document. That's the difference. This is ksuba, not ksuba. Why is, then it says by Yosef Herod the ksuba? What's the big deal about a ksuba? I can understand Liyitzur Akhtesha is somebody that lives with other people, so she's not miyuchah for you. Pelegish is yours, but she doesn't have a ksuba. The answer is, ksuba is din. Ksuba is the chiyuvim, and b'mele the hashpah that you mashpi on the person comes not b'mikra, like chesed does, but it comes because it's part of him. It's part of her. The mahaloch of chiyuvim creates a kli kibbul in the person, where the person deserves this yachsus, and is mischaber. The melech can be mischaber to the. It's trying to be mischaber because there's an other. In pilegesh, because there's no ksuba, then it's a it's a mikradika. Every time it's a mikradika being together. There's nothing there that's mechayiv anything or anybody. So, the Bnei Apilakshim, he gave matonis. He gave matonis means that it stayed as a matana. That's all it is. Svasema says this. He says he gave them matonis, and they remained matonis and nothing else. The matonis, things that are given for nothing, be'etzim have ruach tumah. There's a lashon of Zayah Kodesh in Shuma. Begin the ruach mesava. Iyu is damin toda b'migna u'b'reikanya. The ruach of tumah is always to be found in things that are for free, things that are empty, v'zdavim b'loy agra, and are sold without money. It's going to pass. It's Shuma, Yikli Shuma, and so on. In other words, reikonis. Things that are empty carry a ruach tumah with it. Giving things not deserved is not, those matonis are the matonis that are ruach tumah. That's the Shemus Tumah. They're all mahalchim of giving without any reciprocity, without any kli kibbul. And therefore he gave them matonis. V'Yitzchak, it says, V'yitan Avram eskola sheloi li Yitzchak. He gave the loy also to Yitzchak. Just like in Halacha, there's a difference between Yerusha and Matana, tremendous difference. Matana is my object I gave to you. Yerusha is you became me. The tachas of Yabonim, you became me, not that I gave you. So it's not the pshat how much money he gave them and how much money he took for himself, but rather the pshat is to them it was always a b'chin of matana, and matana has in itself two chesroinus. It has the chisarin of first of all, I always have a share in it. That's always me. And secondly, it's never mitzurah to the other person because someone else parked it to me. I didn't even express the tzurah fit. I didn't express it even through tefillah. So that's a ruach tumah. That creates an emptiness. The not paying for it creates an emptiness that is a ruach tumah. whereas to Yitzchak, it became Yitzchak's. He gave himself the loy we take a look around a lot of times. If you have an object in the house that you bought, you don't usually go around saying, I bought this, or I bought this in the store, or I worked here and earned money and bought this. It's mine. The history, its prehistory is not important. When somebody has a matan in his house, he says, oh, somebody says, you have a nice picture. I got this a matana from so-and-so. But he gave it to us a matana. Halachically, the guy would come and try to take it back, he's a gazlan. It doesn't make a difference. It still has his name on it, because it was a matana. So if it comes with a chiba, like that it's a davar toiv, like the Gemara says in Beitza, that you're supposed to let the mother know, so that you might have a chiba, and so on. But if not, it's lacking. It's a mokum for tumah to be chal. That's the shamus. That's what he gave over to them versus Yitzhak. There was a chap in Eliezer Avram, he was looking for a woman to complement Yitzchak's darga. Yitzchak's darga was that there would be an association of some sort of the other, the mekabel, the midas hadin that Yitzchak would add to Avram would be where the mekabel would become an entity in itself. So Yitzchak is kol kulay, Yitzchak's kol kulay kaddish, and there's nothing purely, it's all his, Yitzchak earned everything, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is miyachad shmo in this world, and so on. Rivka is the chesed version of that, a little bit of an attenuated form of it, where she wanted Eliezer, she was looking to fulfill a person's need. Sometimes if I walk around with water, asking people, do you want water, do you want water? It has a lot to do with my project instead of them. When the person expresses a need for something, then I'm giving him something that he needs. Sometimes you sort of force somebody to take a glass of water, and sometimes the person is chalashim for a glass of water. Yitzchak understood that when chesed comes with a request, with a tefillah before it, with a bakasha before it, whether it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the other person, that has in itself a chshivas to it. And b'meila, he recognized it. He gave her money. As I once heard this about B'Shem of Isaac Sher, and it's Loi Ruim Advarim, he was the son-in-law of the Alta Slabotka, and he was the Mamshech of the Derech of Galus Adam, and so on. He asked, what does it mean she took money? She didn't protest it? I mean, every edel person, if you give him money for a favor, first thing is to refuse, and Chas V'Sholem, what are you talking about? He said the following observation. He said she noticed that he was a wealthy man. I mean, he had a lot. She felt that he would be a lot more comfortable buying the water than getting it for free. In other words, Kolzman, he didn't offer to buy it. He said, could I have a drink? So she was fulfilling his need. But when he's giving money, she realized that he felt a lot more comfortable paying for it. For him, that's a bigger teiva. So that's the chesed. Understanding that the other person standing on his own feet is the biggest chesed you can do, and not be beholden to you, then she took it. That's when he said, you know, she passed the test twice. Now's the time to find out who she is. Adarabba. It's very meduic that's where he said, Machrish Mishtar Ladas, is this the right person? Rabbi Isaac Shah used to say that people are big Bali Hasadim. They don't mind giving a lot, so long as the other person knows where he got it from. There's a little bit, when it says in Chazal, Chesed Lumim Chatos, the Koma Da Abdi Legrameka of it, it doesn't mean it as harsh as it sounds that they're doing it to get a favor back. But this Knech, that a person's best situation is where he stands on his own feet and doesn't even need the Baal Chesed anymore, that's unique to Klal Yisrael. Understanding that the other person's need is what I'm fulfilling, and so on, that's unique to Klal Yisrael. It's something where we are in this. I mean, we don't have, as a bacher yet, we don't have yet the tremendous sense of doing so many things and being so active that we can look at the whole scope of things. But in various relationships, it's very important. And let's take some things that are nogea practically. In a setting where you have many people together, in a yeshiva, bachrim, so different bachrim have different assets. One person doesn't learn well, one person doesn't have moments of this, one of that. Everyone has his things. When we extend ourselves to chesed, so we figure this person is short in this inyan, I'll help him with this. This person is short in that inyan, I'll help him with that, and so on. Those are the inyanim of chesed that we think of. And it's definitely a first step. That's the first darga of doing something. But a bal nefesh, there was somebody in the Mi Yeshiva, very chashu Talmud Chacham, who also was, besides being a very chashu Chacham, he's also a goyin adir in chesed, in really understanding. His avoda would be, is maybe still, he would, if he'd have a new bacha that he felt was a little bit not self-confident, he would come over and ask him to help him to a duch svara, that he's having some issue with doing a duch something, could he help him? And it takes a tremendous depth of havana to understand that more than the bacha needs help by somebody teaching him, he needs help by somebody asking him. Because now he feels good, you know, there's a particular area where my das is valuable. In the understanding, it takes a lot more thought to get there. But at the end of the day, the division between Avram's matonis are for the appellation. There's a world of that. And that's anything that's rikanya mignana, giving a child, it's the instinct of a parent to want to give to a child and to give. But that's not the best you can do for a child. The best you can do for a child is find hechetimtzis, where the child will feel that he achieved it himself, that he got it himself, and so on. Understanding that the best thing you can do for someone else is give him the chetimtza, that he earned something on his own. That's where Klal Yisrael went when Yitzchak added his mida tavram. Because chesed itself is life support. Yes, you're pumping air into the person, pounding his heart, and so on. But it's called kuli tolling the machine, and something that's tolling the machine is not really living. It's even halachically, if he's only breathing and his heart's pumping because it's being pumped, and if you take it away, nothing's happening. Not clear that that's living. Life means that I give the person the air and the heartbeat, and I make it into his ear and his heartbeat. That's what the chesed is. Things that are empty are shamus of tumah. It helps us in another area also. So one area is chesed, and as we even now we have the opportunity to look around, and for a person who does give and does help, being understanding that what a person needs is to feel that he's a giver rather than just getting. It helps you understand a lot more what you could do for the other person. It certainly, as a person becomes a mashpia and a mechanech and so on, the person definitely needs to have that attitude. But even in tefillah, when we ask ourselves, what do we accomplish when we're davening? When a person is davening, it is bakasha, if he's serious about it, is a realization, an honest realization of what he needs. It's something where I'm not just saying give everything. When a person comes to me and says give everything, he's not expressing any self or anything. When a person formulates what it is that he needs in das, and what it is that he needs in refuah, what it is that he needs in brach, and all these things, the person is creating a kli kibul for it. The person is making himself a kli kibul for it. And the person now has kalim. We said after last week about the one Ashes and Aviyim, that Elisha helped her, and he said, the oil will keep pouring, but you need to get kalim. Why, Manavshach, if you make a miracle, there should be oil always. Why couldn't you make a kalim, one kalim come out of the other kalim? And it's once we're in Nisim, so you make a big kli, an oil. Elisha told her that the hashpah comes when a person supplies kalim. And he said, you can even borrow kalim from neighbors. But you need to bring the kli kibul to the table. Tefillah, if a person, it helps us so much when we understand what we're accomplishing with the tefillah. When we're asking for das and bina, it means that three times a day I have to formulate that I have a need for it. And b'meil, there's a makom that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it. It actually, I'm not wasting it. It's not like the water sort of bounces off me and doesn't give me anything. It's very interesting. My Eliezer ben Avram, it says he was an Arur, and at the end of this parashah he's a Baruch, because of this process, he went from being an Arur to a Baruch. So, Chazal, the implication is that it's because he was honest about it, and so on. Maybe there's another connection to it. An Eved is kol kuli the Adai. He's kol kuli mufka from this. An Eved can't even get money to redeem himself. And somebody else has to redeem him. Chalik is bekesef, if you give him a Rav Shuspay, but by and large, that's a tzad in the Gemara. The Gemara says about Eved that Avdabef Keira Nichalei. An Eved is mufka from Bailus, and therefore he does not in any way, the commitment, he likes Pelegish, likes Kadesha, because the obligation is something that's against his grain. An Eved is kul Efkir, it has no Shaykhs to it. With this process, where he was Makir, Yitzchak, and Rivka, and the Shina that happens in the world with Rivka Yitzchak, that itself is a process that he went from he became a Baruch Hashem. When we have the brachas, the Birchas Kohanim, so every bracha comes with a Shmira. Baruch Hashem v'Yishmerecha, Yashem v'Alecha v'Yichunecha, Yisrael v'Alecha v'Yisrael Shalim. The Shmira means that something that's not mine gets lost. If I have a chashka in the house I don't care for, don't need, it gets lost. If I have something in my house that I worked hard for, I watch over it. But it can also get lost. If something is part and parcel of myself, I don't lose it. I get lost. The things that are very precious, a person who needs oxygen, who needs some sort of medication that's very life-threatening, he watches over it because that's him. It's very mitzvah to him. Every bracha Kadosh Baruch Hu gives, the bracha itself, if it's not mitzvah to the person, if the person doesn't value, a person that his kishrin came easy to him, so he doesn't really use it. A person whose kishrin came hard because he had to get up three times a day and say, Baruch Shalom, I don't have what it needs to understand. Could you grant me bina for it? That person, when he does understand, really, really keeps watch on it. The person who formulates in his own mind, we as Mekablim, when we're Mespalel, and at least minimally, we don't believe that we actually earn it 100%. Not even small percent, but at least we formulate a bakasha in a sincere way, where a person presents something as this is what he needs, then a person becomes a kli for Birchas Hashem. And it's possible for the bracha to be chal on something, where the person becomes bigger through it. It's not just another chashka hanging around his personality. the person himself becomes bigger through it. And those things that are part and parcel of us remain with us. Those are things that a person on a Shmira, that's the midah of Yitzchak, the Yiras Hashem, Oymedes La'at. Yiras Hashem is something we're added to what we have. It means that the things that we earn really stay with us and become part of us. Shabbos.